Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
I'm sure you all know the story of Isaiah's commission in Isaiah chapter 6.
我想大家一定都知道以赛亚书第六章里以赛亚受特别差遣的故事。
Isaiah comes into the temple, maybe in a vision, and he sees the Lord.
以赛亚在异象中来到圣殿，他看到了主。
We have come into God's house.
我们来到了神的殿中。
How many of us are expecting to find God here?
我们当中有多少人期待在这里找到神？
Is my prayer as we come to His Word and through the worship and through the breaking of bread that you may see the Lord in His house and His glory and His splendor this morning.
当我们在他的殿中薄饼祷告唱诗的时候，你就能找到神在他的家，在他的殿中与我们的同在。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to give you all the glory and praise.
我们在天上的父，我们把所有的荣耀和颂赞都归给你。
Now as we come to your word, we humbly bow before you.
我们在你的话语面前，我们谦卑的敬拜。
May we have ears to listen to the words that you have for us.
愿我们对你的话语都有一颗有都有受教的耳朵。
Show us who you are in your word.
向我们显明你是谁，在你的话语当中。
And humble us before yourself.
让我们在你面前，让我们自己谦卑。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.Our theme for the year is made holy, useful for the master.
我们今年的主题是成为圣洁，合乎主用。
And last combined meeting, we looked at 2 Timothy, where that theme comes from.
我们上一次在和堂的聚会，我们讲到提摩太后书这个主题所源自的经文。
The apostle Paul encouraged Timothy, and he encourages us.To be instruments of noble purpose.
保罗借着他对提摩太的话，也对我们劝勉，要成为主合用的圣洁的器皿。
But we saw last month that in order to be useful, we have to be clean.
我们上个月我们看到，我们如果要合乎主用，我们必须要先成为圣洁。
Just like a dirty dish needs to be cleaned first to be used, so is case with us.
就像一个脏的盆子先要被洗净才能用，我们身上也要成为圣洁才能被主所用，洁净。
So before we can be useful at all to the Lord, we need to be made holy.
所以我们在要合乎被主用之前，我们必须要成为圣洁。
But what does that mean?
那它究竟的意思是什么呢？
What does it mean for us to be made holy?
那么成为圣洁的意义是什么？对于我们来讲的意义是什么？
The problem in our minds is we don't have a firm grasp of what holiness means.
在我们的头脑当中，我们似乎没有一个很清楚的概念，对于圣洁的一个概念究竟是什么？
God's word to us is to Be holy as God is holy.
神对我们的心意是你们要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
So our holiness is to mirror in a way the holiness of God.
所以我们的圣洁是照着神圣洁的样式。
So to find out what our holiness looks like, we should be able to look to God and say that is our goal.
所以要知道我们怎样才能圣洁，我们就要看神是如何是圣洁的。
But that brings us to another problem.
但那又带来另外一个问题。
We don't really understand what it means for God to be holy.
我们是不是真的明白什么才叫做神的圣洁？
We can look it up in a dictionary or ask a teacher or a pastor what God's holiness means.
我们可以在字典里查圣洁的这个字的意思，也可以问一个牧师或我们的老师，圣洁这个字是什么意思。
And we'll find out that God being holy means that he is completely separate.
我们会找到这样的答案，比如说神的圣洁首先是一个分别的圣洁。
He is so separate that he is pure, he is perfect.
他是圣洁的，他的意思是他是纯净的，他是与世界分开的。
But yet even though we know this definition, it doesn't really help us to picture in our minds what the holiness of God looks like.
虽然我们在字句上知道这样的定义，但是我们没有在头脑中形成这样一个景象，到底什么样才是圣洁。
And the way we know that we don't have a firm grasp of the holiness of God is when we look at the Old Testament and we see stories of people coming into contact with the holiness of God.
当我们看旧约圣经的时候，我们才能够具体的知道，当神的子民来到神面前的时候，他们是怎样经历神的圣洁的。
We see the outcome and we don't understand it.
我们看到这样故事的结果，但是我们并不完全明白。
The God in the Old Testament seems to be angry.
旧约里的那个神好像是一个很愤怒的神。
Even bloodthirsty at times.
有时候甚至相当嗜血。
And we compare this to the New Testament and we say, oh, I like the New Testament God a lot better.
当我们把这个跟新约里的情形比较起来，我们会说啊，我们更喜欢新约里的那个神。
But it's the same God.
但这两个是同样一个神。
What we don't understand in the Old Testament is the holiness of God.
我们所不明白的旧约里的是那个神在旧约里的那个圣洁的神。
So I want to look at some passages this morning to illustrate what this holiness looks like.
所以我们今天早上会看一些经文在旧约里面去思想神的圣洁究竟的意思是什么。
What happens when we see the holiness of God?
当我们看到神的圣洁的时候，对我们意味着什么？
How does it compare to who we are?
跟我们比较起来这个圣洁又是怎么样的圣洁？我们又是怎么样的光景？
Please turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 5.
让我们先看旧约撒母耳记上第五章。
In 1 Samuel chapter 5, we have the story of what happens after the Philistines come and defeat the Israelites and take the ark of the Lord.
撒母耳记上第五章是在非利士人打败以色列民以后，把神的约柜夺去之后。
And the ark of the Lord, we know, represents the presence of the Lord.
我们知道约柜代表着神的同在。
What happens when these Philistines come in contact with God?
当这些非利士人来到神的约柜，接触到神的约柜以后，他们发生什么事情了呢？
1 Samuel chapter 5 verse 1.
撒母耳记上第五章。
After the Philistines had captured the ark of God, they took it from Ebenezer to Ashdod.
非利士人将神的约柜从以便以谢抬到亚什突。
Then they carried the ark into Dagon's temple and set it beside Dagon.
非利士人将神的约柜抬进大衮庙，放在大衮的旁边。
When the people of Ashdod rose early the next day, there was Dagon fallen on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord. They took Dagon and put him back in his place.
次日清早，亚什突人起来，见大衮扑倒在耶和华的约柜前，脸伏于地，就把大衮人立在原处。
But the following morning when they rose, there was Dagon falling on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord. His head and hands had been broken off and they were lying on the threshold. Only his body remained.
又次日清早起来，见大衮扑倒在耶和华的约柜前，脸伏于地，并且大衮的头和两手都在门槛上折断，只剩下大衮的残体。
Skip to verse 6.The Lord's hand was heavy upon the people of Ashdod and its vicinity. He brought devastation upon them and afflicted them with tumors.
我们跳到第六节，耶和华的手重重加在亚什突人身上，败坏他们，使他们生痔疮。 雅实突和雅实突的四境都是如此。
When the men of Ashdod saw what was happening, they said, "The ark of the God of Israel must not stay here with us because his hand is heavy upon us and upon Dagon, our God."
雅实突人见这光景就说，以色列神的约柜不可留在我们这里，因为他的手重重加在我们和我们神大衮的身上。
So they called together all the rulers of the Philistines and asked them, "What shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel?"
就打发人去请非利士的众首领来聚集，问他们说，我们向以色列神的约柜应当怎样行呢？
They answered, "Have the ark of God of Israel moved to Gath." So they moved the ark of the Lord of the God of Israel.
他们回答说，可以将以色列神的约柜运到加特去，于是将以色列的神的约柜运到那里去。
But after they moved it, the Lord's hand was against that city, throwing into a great panic. He afflicted the people of the city, both old and young, with an outbreak of tumors.
运到之后，耶和华的手攻击那城，使那城的人大大惊慌，无论大小都生痔疮。
So they sent the ark of God to Ekron, and as the ark of God was entering Ekron, the people of Ekron cried out, "They have brought the ark of the God of Israel around to us to kill us and our people."
他们就把神的约柜送到以格伦，神的约柜到了，以格伦人就喊嚷起来说，他们将以色列神的约柜运到我们这里，要害我们和我们的众民。
So they called together all the rulers of the Philistines and said, "Send the ark of the God of Israel away. Let it go back to its own place, or it will kill us and our people. For death has filled the city with panic. God's hand was very heavy upon it."
于是打发人去请非利士的众首领来说，愿你们将以色列神的约柜送回原处，免得害了我们和我们的众民。原来神的手重重攻击那城，城中的人有因惊慌而死的。
Those who did not die were afflicted with tumors, and the outcry of the city went up to heaven.
未曾死的人都生了痔疮，合成呼号，声音上达于天。
An amazing story of God wreaking havoc among the Philistines.
一个奇妙的故事，是这是一个关于神在非利士人当中大降灾祸的故事。
And we like this story because it's God's enemies getting what they deserve.
我们喜欢这个故事，因为这是神的仇敌他们应有所得。
The Philistines come face to face with a holy God.
非利士人与神面对面。
And we are quite comfortable with the consequences.
我们对这样的结局觉得很自然。
In the presence of a holy God, God's enemies cannot stand.
在一个圣洁的神的面前，神的仇敌不能站稳。
Those who are intentionally disobedient and rebel against God, they are destroyed.
我们那些故意背逆神的人，他们被神灭绝了。
The same things happen with Aaron's sons when they enter into the temple and they give unauthorized fire before God.
同样的事情也发生于亚伦的儿子，他们在进入祭坛时候献的燔火，他们也就被击杀了。
They disobey God and worship the way they want to, and God kills them with fire.
他们叛逆了神，用自己的方式敬拜神，被神击杀。
God is such a holy God that in his presence he can stand no disobedience.
神是如此一个圣洁的神，在他面前他不能忍受任何对他的叛逆。
His enemies cannot stand.
他的仇敌不能站立。
This is completely within the realm of what we think God's holiness should be like.
这是跟我们对神圣洁的理解是完全吻合的。
But what happens next in the story makes us a little bit more uncomfortable.
但故事下面的事情使我们就觉得不大自在了。
In the next chapter in 1 Samuel 6, the Philistines send the ark back to Israel.
在下一章撒母耳记上第六章里面非利士人把约柜送回了那个以色列民当中。
And we learn even more about the horrible things that the Philistines have endured while the ark of the Lord was with them.
当我们就看到了神的约柜在他自己的百姓当中，他们百姓所经历的事，所经历的事情。
Apparently, God sent them a plague of either rats or mice.
神把那个鼠患放在这些人当中。
And everyone was dying, and those that survived were horribly, horribly stricken with tumors.
很多人都因此而死亡。那些活过来的人，他们都生了痔疮。活下来的人。
Imagine those horror movies about a horrible disease spreading.
我们可以想象那些恐怖片里面那些那些可怕的疾病的那些蔓延的情形。
And the Philistines didn't have modern medicine; they were completely thrown in a panic.
腓力士人他们没有现代的医疗，他们完全的处在惊慌当中。
It was an epidemic.
这是一个瘟疫。
They're about to be destroyed.
他们将要被灭绝。
And so they decide among themselves, "Let's send the Ark of the Lord away."
所以他们就决定，我们把神的约柜送走。
And they're going to put it on a cart with fresh oxen or cows.
他们把那个约柜放在一辆牛车上面。
And they're going to send it toward Israel.
他们把这个约柜要送回以色列。
And if the cows end up in Israel, they'll know that it was the God of Israel that has been punishing them.
如果这头牛车径直走回以色列，那么他们就知道他们所受的灾祸是神要他们所受的，并不偶然。
But if the cows wander somewhere else, they'll know it was just a coincidence.
如果这头牛只是走到别的地方游荡去了，那么他们知道他们所受的灾祸只是偶然。
But the cows head straight for Israel.
但这辆牛车径直地走回了那个以色列民。
And it lands in a town called Beth Shemesh.
然后这个辆牛车就停在了一个城市叫伯士麦。
So let's pick it up in 1 Samuel 6. Chapter 13.
我们看撒母耳记上第六章第十三节。
Now the people of Beth Shemesh were harvesting their wheat in the valley, and when they looked up and saw the ark, they rejoiced at the sight.
伯士曼人正在平原收割麦子，举目看见约柜就欢喜了。
The cart came to the field of Joshua and Beth Shemesh, and there it stopped beside a large rock.The people chopped up the wood of the cart and sacrificed the cows as a burnt offering to the Lord.
车到了伯士麦人约书亚的田间就站住了，在那里有一块大磐石，他们把车劈了，将两只母牛献给耶和华为燔祭。
The Levites took down the ark of the Lord together with the chest containing gold objects and placed them on a large rock.On that day, the people of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and made sacrifices to the Lord.
利未人将耶和华的约柜和装金物的匣子拿下来，放在大磐石上。当日，伯士麦人将燔祭和平安祭献给耶和华。
Skip to verse 19.
我们跳到第十九节。
But God struck down some of the men of Beth Shemesh.Putting 70 of them to death because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. The people mourned because of the heavy blow the Lord had dealt with them.
耶和华因伯士麦人擅观他的约柜，就击杀了他们70人。那时有50000人在那里。百姓因耶和华大大击杀他们，就哀哭了。
And the men of Beth Shemesh asked, Who can stand in the presence of the Lord, this holy God? To whom will the ark go up from here?
伯士麦人说：“谁能在耶和华这圣洁的神面前侍立呢？这约柜可以从我们这里送到谁那里去呢
？”Now, other translations have translated this slightly differently.
其他的译本对这一段有稍微不同的翻译。
And many commentators have tried to explain this in many different ways.
很多解经家对这段经文也有很多不同的解释。
I personally prefer the translation that said, God struck down some of the men of Beth-Shemesh because they looked at the ark.
我个人比较接受神击杀他们当中七十人，是因为他们看到了这个约柜，他们看着这个约柜。
This passage makes us a little less comfortable.
这一段经文就让我们觉得不是很自在了。
We understand that in the presence of a holy God, God's enemies cannot stand.
我们能够接受在神，如果在神的仇敌面前在看到约柜，那么他的仇敌就不能站立。
God is so holy that his enemies and those who are disobedient to him are wiped out.
神是圣洁的，那些叛逆他的仇敌就必须被灭绝。
But here we have not God's enemies, these are God's people.
这里我们看到并不是神的仇敌，而是神的百姓。
And all they've done is look.
他们所做的只不过是看了一眼。
Either look at the ark or look in the ark.
或许是就在外面看了一眼，或者是朝约柜里面去看，看看里面。
These are not people that know God's commands and are purposely breaking them.
这些并不是那些故意要违反神诫律的那些人。
These are not people who do not have any desire to worship God.
这些并不是那些完全不想从心里敬拜神的人。
The ark comes back to them and they're rejoicing.
这时约柜回到了神的百姓当中，他们在欢喜，在庆祝。
And they worship God by giving sacrifices.
他们敬拜神献了祭。
And yet, God's own people cannot stand in the presence of a holy God.
但是神自己的子民在神约柜的面前也不能站立。
Now I want to give a reason why I think it's right that God killed people just by looking at the ark.
我现在这里想解释一下为什么我会接受神仅仅是因为神的百姓看了约柜神就要击杀他们。
In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6, we're not going to turn there, we don't have time to read it this morning, but in that passage, David, when he becomes king, wants to bring the ark finally into Jerusalem.
在列王记里面大卫要把那个神的约柜抬回到圣殿当中。
And they load up the ark of the Lord on a new cart and they start bringing it into Jerusalem.
他们把那个约柜装在一辆车上大卫就把他们把这个约柜的车载回到耶路撒冷。
But since the roads are not very even, the cart starts to topple.
因为这个路不是很平，这个卡车开始颠簸。
And one of the people that is leading the cart, named Uzzah, puts out his hand to keep the ark from falling on the floor.
有一个人看着不想让这个约柜这个摔下来，所以他就把手伸出去扶了一下。
I think we can all agree that's a very good intention.
我们都同意这是一个好意。
And yet God struck him dead.
但是神却把他击杀了。
And in that day, David was terrified of the Lord.
所以那一天大卫对神很惊恐。
And he said, how can I bring the ark of the Lord into Jerusalem?
我怎样才能把神的约柜送回耶路撒冷呢？
It is because they did not reckon with the holiness of God.
这是因为他们没有明白神的圣洁是什么意思。
The ark of the Lord belonged in the tabernacle.
神的约柜是属于神，是在帐幕当中的。
And in the tabernacle there was the holy place.
在帐幕当中有一个至圣所。
Where only the priest could go to minister before the Lord.
只有祭司才能进去侍奉神。
But the ark of the Lord was not in the holy place.
约柜并不是在圣所里面。
The ark of the Lord was in an inner part.
是在一个更里面的一个地方。
And that inner part was called the holies of holies.
是叫至圣所。
In Hebrew it says holy, holy.
希伯来文会说 圣, 圣 而 又 圣。
One way that the biblical people emphasized something or put something to a higher degree was to repeat the word.
圣经当中如果你要强调一件事情的重要你会不断重复它。
We've seen this and familiar with how Jesus used this.
我们可能很熟悉耶稣所用的采用的方式。
When there was something he really wanted his disciples to get, he said, truly, truly, or amen, amen.
当他需要他的 门徒明白一件事情的时候他会说我实实在在的告诉你们或者说阿们阿们。
That's not to say that what he normally said wasn't true.
这并不是表示他平时说的其他话如果没有说这句话并就不是真切的。
But he's raising it to a higher degree.
他是只是把它强调到更高的一个层次。
And so when you put the word holy, holy together, it's raising it to another degree.
所以你把圣而又圣这样的话讲出来的时候，你是把它强调到更高的一个层次。
So the inner part was called holy, holy.
所以这个最里面的那个部分是叫圣而又圣，至圣的。
A level up than holy.
更高的比圣更高一层。
So that's why a lot of times we call it the holiest of holies.
所以我们也把它叫做至圣所。
Or the most holy place.
就是最圣洁的地方。
And that's where the ark was.
那就是约柜所在的地方。
And the most holy place was different from the regular holy place in that the regular priest couldn't even go in.
至圣所跟普通的外面的圣所不同的是地方是一般的连一般的祭司都不能进去。
Only the head priest could go in, and only once a year, and after elaborate purification.
只有大祭司，只有在每年一次，在隆重的洁净的仪式之后，大祭司才能进去一次。
That place was so holy that when they wanted to move the tabernacle, Aaron or the high priest had to go in beforehand and cover up everything.
这个地方是如此的圣洁。每当他们要挪动这个帐幕的时候，大祭司必须要先进去把这个约柜盖起来，才能动。
So that the sanctified priest could go into the most holy place and pack up everything and move it.
啊，这个经过一切洁净仪式以后的这个大祭司才能进去，把所有的东西收拾起来，盖好这个会幕，跟帐幕一起走。
That's what it means for the ark to be holy, holy.
所以这就是这个约柜圣而又圣的意思。
In the presence of a holy, holy God, not even his own people can stand.
在一个圣洁而又圣洁的神面前，他自己的百姓都不能站立。
And this should make you uncomfortable.
这可能会让你觉得很不自在。
Because we like to compare ourselves to others when it comes to holiness.
因为我们很喜欢把我们自己跟别人比较，当我们谈起这个圣洁的这个字的时候。
When we hear the command be holy,
当我们说圣洁这个字的时候
，we take a look around us.
我们从向周遭看
，and we see how holy other people look.
我们就说其他人是不是圣洁呢
？And we look around and say, well, I must be pretty holy.
我看看周围，然后我们就对自己说，我们是蛮圣洁的。
But this comparison does not work with the holiness of God.
但这个比较并对神的圣洁并不是怎么应用的。
It doesn't matter whether we stand next to the most unholy sinner on earth.
不管我们是在我们旁边站的是一个最不圣洁的一个罪人。
Compared to the holiness of God, we are unholy.
当我们跟圣洁的神比起来的时候，我们总是不圣洁的。
In R.C. Sproul's book, The Holiness of God, he says this.
R.C. Brook 在那个神的圣洁里面一书里面，他有这样一句话。
That in terms of holiness or morality, we have more in common with Adolf Hitler than we do with God.
若论起圣洁和道德观，我们跟希特勒跟阿道夫希特勒有更多的 共同点，如果我们跟神比较起来的话。
Having relative holiness does not work, does not do anything in the presence of a holy God.
圣洁上的的相对比较，在神的绝对圣洁上比起来，根本没有用。
And it doesn't matter who you stand next to or who you compare yourself with, you are closer to the worst, vilest sinner than you are to God's holiness.
不管你跟谁比较起来，你总是跟那个最糟糕的最大恶极的罪人更相近，而不是跟神。
God is holy, holy.
神是圣哉圣哉，圣而又圣。
The most holy.
他是至圣的。
The holiest of holies.
他是圣中之圣。
And in the presence of this holy, holy God, not even his own chosen people can stand.
只在这个圣而又圣的神当中，所以他自己的子民都不能站立。
Good intentions do not do anything.
即使你有好意啊，你也不能站立。
Your good works, your sacrifices do nothing.
你的好的行为，你的牺牲啊，都不能啊成为任何理由。
You will still perish.
你仍将灭亡。
We have one more passage to look at in our remaining time, Isaiah chapter 6.
我们还要再看一处经文，以赛亚书第六章。
And we're going to be looking at Isaiah chapter 6 for the next couple of combined services.
我们下两堂合堂聚会，我们都会看以赛亚书。
It's very appropriate for our theme because it's Isaiah's commission or recommissioning.
这是对我们今年的主题是很适合的一段经文，这是因为关注到以赛亚的特殊的使命差遣。
And God uses Isaiah mightily.
神大大的使用了以赛亚。
But before God can use Isaiah, he needs to be made holy.
但当神要使用以赛亚之前，他必须要叫他圣洁。
And before Isaiah can be made holy, he needs to encounter the holy God.
但当以赛亚必须被洁净以前，他必须要遇见那位圣洁的神。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1.
以赛亚书第六章第一节。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
当乌西亚王奔的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying.
其上有撒拉弗侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory.
彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke.
因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。
Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
We saw in the previous passage that God is holy.
我们在前一段经文里面看到神是圣洁的。
And in his presence, his enemies and those who are in disobedience to him are destroyed.
在他面前那些反背叛他的敌人都被灭绝了。
And that God is also holy, holy.
神也同时也是圣哉圣哉圣而又圣的。
And in the presence of a holy, holy God, not even his own people can stand.
在一个圣而又圣的神面前，他自己的子民都不能站立。
Yet here we have seraphs ministering before the Lord, and they describe the Lord as holy, holy, holy.
这里我们有撒拉弗在神的面前侍奉他，他们把神叫做圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Now these seraphs should know God the best.
这些撒拉弗他们应该是最知道神的。
They're around the throne ministering before the Lord day and night.
他们天天在神的面前日夜侍奉侍立。
And how they describe God is holy, holy, holy.
他们也把神称作圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Now, if you put two holies together and it becomes most holy, what does holy, holy, holy mean?
如果你把两个圣哉放在一起，是表明至圣的。那三个圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，那又是什么意思呢？
I had troubles this week trying to figure out a way to describe what this means.
这个礼拜我就很在这个上面很有困难，就是怎样才能描述这样一个称呼呢？
At holy, holy, we're already at most holy.
在圣哉圣哉的上面，我们已经是至圣了。
What's above most?
在至圣上面还有什么呢？
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have any words. Maybe you can, if you have a word, please come up to me afterwards and tell me what that word is.
我没有这样的词汇来描述这样一个称呼。如果你有，请在会后告诉我。
All I have to go on is what's described here in Isaiah chapter 6.
所以我们只能在以赛亚书第六章里面看到这样的称颂。
There's these seraphs.
这些撒拉弗天使。
And seraph means burning ones.
撒拉弗的意思是燃烧者的意思。
These would be beings that if we saw them, we would fall down on our face.
如果我们看到的话，我们就会扑倒在地。
They seem to have their own holiness.
他们看上去有他们自己圣洁的地方。
And God has given them six wings.
神给了他们六个翅膀。
Two are allotted to the normal flying.
两个当然是用来飞的，飞翔的。
Two, or the rest of the wings are used for covering.
其他四个是用来遮盖的。
Two, they cover their feet.
两个遮住脚。
Now in the ancient world, the feet were a part of the body that represented the whole.
我们知道在旧约圣经里，脚代表的是所身体的全部。
So it was a way of representing someone's mortality.
所以这个是象征着人的生命的有限。
That we are creatures. We are created.
我们是被造者。
And so these seraphim are before God and they cover their feet.
这些是撒拉弗，他们把脚遮住了。
They cover the symbol of their createdness.
他们是把他们被造的这个特性给遮盖起来。
In humility.
是在他们的谦卑当中。
And two other wings, they cover their faces.
另外两个翅膀他们遮住脸。
Now we understand covering our faces in the presence of something really bright.
我们当然知道在一个相当相当亮的东西面前我们会把眼睛遮起来。
On a bright day, we want something to cover our faces.
在一个阳光很强烈的天气下面我们会把脸遮起来。
If you go out in the summertime, you gotta get something to cover your head, whether it's an umbrella, or a hat, or sunglasses, or something to cover your eyes.
当你夏天在强烈的阳光下，你需要一样东西来遮住你的脸，不管是阳伞，还是太阳眼镜，还是帽子。
Because the sun is just too bright to look at.
因为这个太阳实在阳光太强烈了，你不能直接用眼睛看。
And so these seraphim are before the Lord, and they need to cover their faces.
这些撒拉弗在神主面前，他们也要用翅膀遮住他们的脸。
The glory of God is just that strong.
神的荣耀是如此的强大。
They never get used to being in the presence of God.
他们好像从来没有在神的同在面前真正的那么自在过。
Their eyes will never adjust to the holiness of God.
他们的眼睛好像从来也没有调整到能够完全的能够看着神的圣洁。
But these seraphim are not people.
但这些撒拉弗他们不是人。
They're sinless.
他们是无罪的。
They've never made a mistake.
他们从来不犯错。
They've never thought a bad thought.
他们从来没有那种奇思异想。
They've never once disobeyed God.
他们从来没有叛逆过神，悖逆过神。
They don't have any sinful actions.
他们没有犯过任何罪。
They don't even have any sinful nature.
他们本性上也是没有罪的。
Yet in the presence of a holy, holy, holy God, they've got to cover up.
但是在一个圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的神面前，他们也要把自己遮盖起来。
God's holiness is to such a degree.
神的圣洁是到如此的这样一个程度。
God is not holy just in the presence of sin.
神不仅是在罪的面前，他显为圣洁。
God is holy because that is who He is.
神是圣洁的，正是因为这是他的本相。
The old Puritan, Pastor Thomas Brooks says this.
清教徒一位老的清教徒 Thomas Brooks 曾经这样说
：Holiness in angels and saints is but a quality, but in God it is His essence.
在天使和圣徒当中圣洁只是一个品性，但是在神，这是他的本质。
Do you understand what it says?
你明白他在说什么吗？
It means as people or even angels, we can obtain some measure of holiness.
作为人或者作为天使，我们可以达到某种程度的圣洁。
Holiness is something that we can have.
圣洁是我们可以所拥有的。
But with God, holiness is something that He is.
但是神他本身就是圣洁。
God is holy, holy, holy.
神是圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Did you realize that is the God in whose presence you have come into this morning?
你有没有意识到，这就是那位与我们今天同在的那位，这今天早上与我们同在的那位神？
Do you realize when you pray, this is the God in whose presence you come into?
当你祷告的时候，你有没有意识到，这就是？那位你要祷告的那位圣洁的神。
A holy, holy, holy God in whose presence even angels are fearful to come into.
一个圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的神，甚至天使都不敢直接看的那位神。
And we come into His presence so lightly.
但是我们在他的同在当中我们好像太随便了。
We take His commandments so lightly.
我们把他的诫命，也当作太随便了。
We take His words so lightly.
我们对他的话语也太随便了。
And we come into His presence and we just have a list of things. God, give me this, give me this, give me this.
我们当来到神的面前的时候，在他同在面前，我们只是。拿出一张清单，跟神说：“我要这个，我要那个。”
What sinless, perfect angel would dare to do that?
那些撒拉弗，他们天使，他们可不敢这么做。
Now I don't want to fill you with despair.
我并不是想把这个失望放在你们心里。
But this is the God that we worship.
这就是我们要敬拜的那位神。
This is the God of the Old Testament and the New.
这是那位在旧约，也是在那位在新约里的那位神。
And when we encounter who God really is, that He is holy, 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 we will have a response like Isaiah.
当我们真的知道神是那位圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的神的时候，我们才会有以赛亚那样的回应。
Woe is me!
我有祸了。
I've come into God's presence, and that's a bad thing.
我在神的同在里面那不是一件好事情。
Because He is holy, and I am not.
因为他是圣洁的，我不是。
We're going to spend next time looking at how God makes Isaiah holy.
下一次我们会看神是怎样让以赛亚成为圣洁的。
And how God makes us holy.
神怎样能让我们成为圣洁。
Because without God doing anything, we are condemned.
如果神不做他的工作，那我们就是受咒诅的。
God's holiness is too far of a thing for us to reach.
啊，神的圣洁是离我们太远了，啊，遥不能及的。
We can't earn it. We can't scrub ourselves clean enough.
我们不能靠自己来赚得。
No amount of good intention, good works will get us there.
不管我们有多好的动机、心意和我们有多好的行为和工作。
We see in this vast expanse between us and God that God is a holy God. He is separate. He is completely other.
我们看到在我们自己和神之间这个巨大的鸿沟啊，他在圣洁里面，他跟我们是分开的。
And yet the good news of God's word that we will get more into next week is that God is the one that acts.
但好消息是神是那位做事的神，而不是我们。
If we can't do anything, then He needs to do something.
如果我们不能做任何事情，他必须做一件事情。
And he has sent his son.
他把他的差遣，他差遣了他的爱子。
To bridge the gap between us unholy people and the holy, holy, holy God.
在我们跟他之间，这位圣洁者之间的巨大鸿沟区来，他架起了一座桥梁。
If you are still filled with despair and you don't know how this bridge is gapped, this gap is bridged.
如果你仍然不知道在失望当中仍然不知道怎样能够能够架是这段桥梁是怎样架起来的。
I do encourage you to attend the Seeker's class that is going on while we have our breaking bread later on.
我鼓励你去参加我们慕道友参加的那个福音班啊，当我们在那个薄饼的时候。
And ask how God can reconcile us to Himself.
然后你就可以问神是怎样让我们跟他和好的。
We have come before a holy, holy, holy God.
我们是来到了一位圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的神面前。
And He has called us to be holy as He is holy.
他把我们呼召出来，是要让我们像他一样圣洁。
And in Christ, this is not an impossible task.
在基督里面，这并非不可能。
We are not to despair, we are to hope.
我们不要绝望，我们在他里面有盼望。
And to rejoice in what God has done.
我们可以在他里面可以欢喜快乐神所做成的。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, when we look at your word, we are just struck with the distance between you and us.
天上的父，当我们读你的话语的时候，我们被我们和你之间的这个巨大的鸿沟，我们惊叹。
That you are The holy, holy, holy God.
你是那位圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的神。
And in your presence, you can stand and bear no sin.
在你的同在里面，你不能容忍任何的罪。
You will not let any act of disobedience go.
你不会让任何悖逆，你不会放过任何悖逆你的行为。
You bring perfect justice and righteousness.
你带来了完全的公义和公正。
And Lord, your creatures humble ourselves.
愿你的被造者能够谦卑他们。
We thank you, Father, for the work that you have done to draw us near.
父神，我们感谢你为了能够呼召我们，你所做的工作。
That we can actually draw near to this terrifying presence.
我们是。可以在这个令人敬畏的这个同在里面，我们能够亲近你。
And in the presence of God, whose angels fear, we can come with confidence.
在那个连天使都敬畏的这个你的同在当中，我们能够来敬拜你。
Knowing that you have called us your sons and daughters.
知道你把我们称为你的儿女。
And you are our heavenly Father.
你是我们在天上的父。
Oh Lord, help us to keep that in mind.
主帮助我们能够在心里面能够记住这件事情。
That you are holy.
你是圣洁的。
But you have called us to yourself.
你把我们呼召出来是要归给你。
Help us to live each day in the presence of a holy God.
帮助我们能在你的圣洁的同在里面，我们能够过每一天。
That our worship would be in front of a holy God.
我们的敬拜是在一个圣洁的神面前。
That our school and our work would be in the presence of a holy God.
我们的工作，我们的学习都是在一个圣洁的神面前。
That our words, our thoughts would be in front of a holy God.
我们的言语的，我们的思想都是在一个圣洁的神面前。
All of who we are is in front and known by a holy God.
我们所是的都是在这位圣洁的神，被这位圣洁的神所认识。
Oh Lord, for those of us who have not seen your holiness, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would reveal yourself.
对那些还没有认识你的人，愿你把你自己的圣洁向他们显明。
If we have a very comfortable small view of who you are, I pray, Lord, that you would break out of that.
如果我们还在我们自己头脑中对你的知识还是那么有限的话，愿你用你自己的话语来打开我们。
That you are not a God to be controlled. You are not a God to be controlled or to be limited.
你不是受我们的思想言语限制的那位神。
You are Almighty, holiest of holiest of holy gods.
你是那位万军之耶和华，圣哉圣哉圣哉的神。
And we pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.